Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, coming to you once again here on a Wednesday evening for the show that the kids all like to call the Twang Trust. The only show that brings you both kinds of music, country and restroom. Yep. And if you didn't know, that's a Roger Miller reference. And this being the 14th anniversary of the great Roger Miller's passing tonight, we are joined by our old pal Lyle E. Style. Yep. And we're going to investigate the body count of his book, Ain't Got No Cigarettes, Memories of Music Legend Roger Miller. In addition, another pair of Jim Cuddy tickets to give away, and other things, too. And it all starts very soon here, tonight, on the Twang Trust.
I went to party with my girl in the city on election night. I was hoping that we're gonna make a move to the left, but we're gonna make a swing to the right. I'm singing the blues for the country as we move into another long night. Gonna catch the plane and fly. Say on the next high tide, just to get away from that car, sucker, motherfucker, talking in my mind. I stood in the corner throwing glances at the TV, ripped the label off a bottle all night. Some sucker rolled up in a Beamer, trailing streamers, and I nearly got into a fight. I said, you're making a fool of the country, holding hands with the Christian right. And I turned to my girl and I cried, gonna catch that train.
This is Chuck Prophet, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Woo! Oh, that wasn't really the idea I meant to play. Boy, that was far more robust than it should have been. Oh, let's try that again.
Hi, I'm Paul Kelly, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
There, that's better. That was Paul Kelly. That was The uncle of the Guttermouth Kid we heard before that, Dan Kelly and the Alpha Males from their album Drowning in the Fountain of Youth, and a little ditty called Drunk on Election Night. Are you? Are you? Maybe you should be. Yeah, it is election night, huh? Get out. Do your duty to God and the Queen, and do a good turn to somebody each day. Was that the old Cub Scout motto, I think? Something like that. Anyways, hey, welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. We're here. We're here. And we survived last week. There was so many shows, it was insane. And I'm just getting over it. I got over it officially yesterday. So, almost back to normal. And there was that whole WCMA thing. They wouldn't let me play in any of their reindeer games, unfortunately, on Sunday. But saw plenty before that. And we'll talk a bit about that maybe if we get a chance. And then, of course, there was, after the show here last Wednesday, holy moly, Were You at Times Change? Wasn't that a blast? The Sadies and Greg Keeler, again, they played Tuesday night at the Pyramid. They played Wednesday night at Times Changed. And it was unbelievable, to say the least. The second set by the Sadies, easily the best time I ever saw them. Sorry, Ray and Nancy. I know you had to leave. I know you had to work and all. But vocations are worth giving up to see what you missed, let me tell you. The Greg Keeler factor wasn't a big deal. He did come up. He played in both sets of the Sadies show at Times Changed. Didn't do anything that he didn't do it at the Pyramid, though. Although it was, he did do the Are You Ready for the Country again, which was nice. But the Sadies, man, in that second set, they pulled out pretty much everything you can imagine them pulling out. They did another Neil Young song. They did Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. They did, what else did they do? They did the Hags Working Man Blues. And they did a bunch of songs that we're going to hear right now, in fact, the original versions of. So if you can imagine, sit back and imagine the Good Brothers and their pals doing all this stuff in the fine little cozy confines of the High and Lonesome Club there on Main Street. We're going to start off with a song written by Don Ray and his pal, Mr. Robert Mitchum. This is Stompin' Tom Connors and the Ballad of Thunder Road.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, his sonny drove the load, and when his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes he drove to Nashville, sometimes to Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode, and he'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road. And he thundered, thundered over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine, and white lightning was his load. Moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law, they never caught him, cause the devil got him first. The devil got him first. It was on the 1st of April, 1954, the federal men sent word to him to make his run no more. They said 200 agents would cover all the state. Whichever road he tried to run, they'd get him sure as fate. Now, son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof and you're all tuned up with gas. But don't take any chances, lad, and if you can't get through, I'd rather have you back, my boy, than all that Mountain Dew. But he thundered, thundered over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. Moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law, they never caught him, cause the devil got him first. The devil got him first. He roared right out of Harlem like something never seen. He shot the gap at Cumberland by Maynard's Billy screamed. With T-men on his taillight and roadblocks up ahead, that mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. He thundered on through Knoxville and out on Kingston Pike. But just outside of Bearden, Coogan's hoodlums made their strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil took the moonshine and the mountain boy away. The day he thundered, thundered over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. Moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law, they never caught him, cause the devil got him first. 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 The devil got him first.
Here I walk in the Winnipeg rain, trying to get a bus, trying to get a train, trying to get back to my field of grain, away from Portage Avenue, Maine, where I blew my mind and my money in vain, and I blew my past on a fast Red River Jane. Red River Jane, that's her name, 69 Ripoff Lane. I must have been insane to play her game. But crazy fools have got to learn, country boys gotta get burned. And I blew my mind and my money in vain, and I blew my past on a fast Red River Jane. Red River Jane, that's her name, 69 Ripoff Lane. I must have been insane to play her game. The crazy fools have got to learn, country boys gotta get burned. And I blew my mind and my money in vain, and I blew my past on a fast Red River Jane. Here I walk in the Winnipeg rain, trying to get a bus, trying to get a train, trying to get back to my field of grain, away from Portage Avenue, Maine, where I blew my mind and my money in vain, and I blew my past on a fast Red River Jane. Red River Jane, that's her name, 69 Ripoff Lane. I must have been insane to play her game. But crazy fools have got to learn, country boys gotta get burned. And I blew my mind and my money in vain, and I blew my past on a fast Red River Jane. Red River Jane, that's her name, 69 Ripoff Lane. I must have been insane to play her game. But crazy fools have got to learn, country boys gotta get burned. And I blew my mind and my money in vain, and I blew my past on a fast Red River Jane. Red River Jane, that's her name, 69 Ripoff Lane. I must have been insane to play her game. But crazy fools have got to learn, country boys gotta get burned. And I blew my mind and my money in vain, and I blew my past on a fast Red River Jane. I blew my past on a fast Red River Jane.
Monkeys. I've been working on cars. tears I cry for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Well, I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. Tore me up every time I saw her drool. Yeah, she drew. Then I parked my dream and back downstream before it did Davenport. And I followed you, big river, when you called. Said she'd been here, but she's gone, Lord, she's gone. And I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the block. Ran a few eyebrows that you walked on down alone. I want you back now by that Rouge River Queen, rolling on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Oh, and I've had enough to buy her down in a cup. She loves you, Big River, more than me.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust, folks. That's the Sadies, and a little number from their brand new album, Tales of the Rat Fink, soundtrack to that movie. And that was a little number called The Times Change. Yes, indeed. And that's where the Sadies were a week ago today. They were at Times Change, and they played all those songs that we just heard, as a matter of fact. And I shouldn't have said we were going to hear the original versions of them. Of course, we didn't. We heard the Beat Farmers doing Big River from their album Tales of... No, sorry. The Pursuit of Happiness. Yes, Tales of the New West was their first album. Of course, everyone knows that. Jeez. Before that was the D-Rangers doing Running Back to Saskatoon from the Guess Who's Home tribute album. And the Sadies version, I must say, smoked the pants off of the D-Rangers version. But that's okay. We love them anyways. It's true. Wow. And boy, the Sadies making a lot of fun of the D-Rangers that night, too. That was a lot of fun. Stompin' Tom, Red River Jane. Yes, the Sadies did, in fact, do Red River Jane last week. And they did the original version. They did the Portage Street version. Stompin' Tom there, actually, that was an updated version of that song from the Ode to the Road album, where he changed his faux pas from many moons ago. He updated it to say Portage Ave in Maine. But, of course, the Sadies know the real version. And Stomp and Tom before that as well. A double shot of Stomp and Tom today on Twang Trust. We heard The Ballad of Thunder Road, the old Robert Mitchum classic. Yes, that comes from, I believe, the very first Stomp and Tom release ever, 1967. It's a box set. The guy's first thing was a five-record box set, for Pete's sake. 60 old-time country favorites. Yes, indeed. Lots of songs written by non-Canadians on that album, too. I don't know. Somebody needs to give Stomp and Tom hell about that, I think. Next up, what are we going to do? We're going to give tickets away to see this next guy. His name's Jim Cuddy. If you want to go see him a week from this Friday, give me a call, 774-6877.
Walk along with me for just a while. This town can beat you down. It's mile after lonely mile. There's so many places, unfamiliar faces every day. Started out, I came here all alone. Now win or lose, I know I never can go home. Cause they'll laugh while they're drinking and say, what were you thinking anyway?
everybody. This is Carrie and Devin from Nathan, and you are listening to
The High and Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music at 245 McDermott. Appearing at Into the Music this Saturday, October 28th, cult heavy metal favorite Thor. Part-time wrestler, semi-pro bodybuilder, and full-time Norse god of thunder, Thor will be appearing for a meet-and-greet at Into the Music, 245 McDermott Avenue, at 2 p.m. The first five customers purchasing a Thor CD or DVD will receive a free ticket to Thor's Halloween show at the Royal Albert Arms that same evening. Don't miss this free in-store event with one of heavy metal's great showmen.
Oh, that's sounding pretty heavy there. Welcome to CKW's Entertainment Guide. It's heard three times daily and brought to you each and every time by Into the Music. What is it? It's concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. So we're going to tell you about some of that right now, like the Memphis show. Memphis show. You know Memphis, right? The guy from Stars and stuff. It was going to happen at the West End Cultural Center. It's now happening at the Collective Cabaret. It's happening a week from tonight, Wednesday, November 1st. That's right. CKW and West End Cultural Center present Memphis with special guests Pan Urge. That's at the Collective. And tickets are $12. available at Ticketmaster, the West End, Into the Music, and Music Trader. And you know what? We're going to give a pair of tickets away before this night's over, too. It's true. CKW 95.9 FM also presenting Mr. Frank Black, performing Pixies classics as well as new material from his latest CD, Fast Man Raider Man, with guests Kentucky Prophet. That's Sunday, November 5th at Pantages Playhouse Theater. Wow, this is really heavy, isn't it? This is the heaviest entertainment guide ever. Let me tell you. What other non-heavy things are going on in town? Well, hey, tomorrow night at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, Nathan is releasing their brand new EP called Casserole. We just heard something from that. It's true, we heard the very first song. We heard The Boulevard Back Then. That was Nathan. That's their new CD. You can go buy a copy tomorrow. As a matter of fact, you don't have to buy it. They'll give you one if you pay the cover charge, which is $10 tomorrow night at Times Changed. Yep, $10 includes the EP and admission. Damon Mitchell is opening up solo at 9:30. Nathan is on at 11. And then Friday and Saturday at Times Changes, The Perpetrators and The Derangers. Two fabulous bands for the price of one. Each night, Friday, Saturday at Times Change. Friday, November 3rd, Jim Cuddy is at the Pantages Playhouse Theater with Justin Rutledge opening up. Eugene is going. Are you? I hope so. And this just announced, Wednesday, December 6th at the Garrick Theater, The Be Good Tanyas. Yeah, it's true. And if you want to talk about a show 5 months away, we can talk about Monday, March 19th, next year. John Hiatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark all appearing at the Centennial Concert Hall. Tickets on sale. Go get them. And that's going to do it for the Entertainment Guide tonight. If you'd like your event placed here, please do. And put it in place of this Thor fella who's just way too loud.
I've been a songwriter for a long time, as most of you know. Probably one of the greatest that ever lived. And what? Got to throw it out there, and then I got to back it up. Here's some songs, 400 or 500 that I've written over the years. Well, you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can be happy if you've mine too. You can't take a shower in a parky cage. You can't take a shower in a parky cage. You can't take a shower in a parky cage. You can be happy if you've mine too. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down. Do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't roller skate. Skating the buffalo herd. You can be happy if you've a mind to. Chug-a-look, chug-a-look. Make you want a honey-hook. Party rocks are coming on, won't you know. Chug-a-look, chug-a-look. Grape wine in a mason jar. All made and brought to school by a friend of mine in Appalachia. Me and him and this is the fool decide to do. We'll drink up what's left. Chug a look, so we hit myself. First time for out my bank. Blah, mayor still rang. Chug a look, chug a look. If you wanna holla high hook, pull up your tummy, don't you know. Chug a look, chug a look.
Country and Restroom here on the Twang Trust. That Mr. Roger Miller. And somebody who knows a little something about Roger Miller in the studio with us now here on the Twang Trust, Mr. Lyle E. Style.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Lyle. We had Lyle in here, about a year back when his book was first released, the book being a little thing called Ain't Got No Cigarettes, Memories of Music Legend Roger Miller. And I still remember the day I walked into the bookstore and pretty much wet myself when I saw it. And then did even worse when I found out the guy who wrote it was from Winnipeg.
Well, I guess that's a compliment. Thank you for that.
It was. It was, honest.
It's pretty neat. I've been getting emails almost every day from people around the world that have picked up the book in one way or in another. So it's been pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's, you've got. No, I was wondering if you've gotten any feedback from any of the folks that you actually interviewed in the book.
Yeah, quite a few of them. Bill Mack, the legendary DJ, absolutely loves the book, and he said it's a must-read book. And he had me on his radio show out in Texas. He's got a syndicated show on XM Satellite Radio. Mm. And Jimmy Dean was super impressed with it. Gary Muledeer, a whole bunch of guys got back to me and they said how much they love the book. And it seems the book really captured Roger from so many different eras of his life. And some of the guys that I interviewed didn't know him at certain parts. So everyone kind of came back and said, wow, I didn't know that about him.
Yeah. No, it's, I'm wondering what's the body count at now? I know like when the book came out, a number of the people who you talked to, you know, prior to it being published actually died. And I know since then, since we talked last, at least a couple more have gone on.
Yeah, unfortunately, Buck Owens has since passed away. And, I'm not sure who else passed away since just in the last year.
Who's next on your hit list?
God, I hope nobody. I hope all these guys live 100 years. You know, they're all legends in their own way and super interesting people.
I'd be worried if I was in there, I think.
Yeah, I hope I'm not next.
I got a review. I got to read a bit of a review of the book that I thought was hilarious. This is from the New York Times. They say, through a quirk of deliberate or accidental genius, what Style has actually assembled is a living document of country music in its hootin' hollerin' outlaw heyday when the DJ Captain Midnight ruled the airwaves, Tootsie's Orchid Lounge was the ultimate hangout, and everyone, it seems, was on cocaine, even the mimes. I thought that was great.
Yeah, you gotta love it. I was super impressed that they actually got it.
Yeah, well, that's the amazing thing is that even, I mean, Roger Miller is the reason to read the book, but beyond that, it paints an amazing picture of that scene, which, you know, I knew nothing about, certainly.
You know, I used to listen to country music just by default because I didn't have access to the radio dial. I was sitting in the back seat, and my parents would always say, this is the kind of music you should be listening to, and I never liked it back when I was a kid. And they told me, you got to quit listening to this Ozzy Osbourne garbage, quit listening to this Alice Cooper crap. And it turns out that the people that they were listening to were into way more trouble than any of those hard rockers. Those are the guys that really created that kind of rock and roll outlaw lifestyle.
And Roger Miller, who was the most unassuming looking guy in the world, was like the top of that heap.
Absolutely. I think that's what really kind of hit me by surprise when I started writing the book, is I had no idea that there was just the craziness that went on in Roger's life. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. Now, you became an avid fan kind of late in the game, didn't you?
It was in the late 90s. Just kind of by fluke, I turned on the television, and there was a tribute to Roger Miller. And I never really knew the name. And, you know, even since then, I run into people all the time that they always say, you know, Roger who? You know, who's that guy? Or the odd person will recognize King of the Road, but meanwhile, he had this amazing catalog of songs. And I'm 35 years old, so I kind of missed it. I was born in 71, and Roger had his peak in the mid-60s, early 60s. So I kind of missed who he was until I kind of came across his box set, and ever since then, I've just become such a huge fan.
Yeah, I'm in a similar mode myself, although I got to tell you, I was actually there when Roger wrote King of the Road. I don't know if I ever told you that.
No. Tell me.
How many people actually said that in your book? There's at least a few.
There's like six different stories about King of the Road. I was thinking of actually turning it into a separate chapter, how King of the Road was written, and, you know, throughout all these different versions. Actually, we should ask Randy Hart if he heard any versions on how King of the Road was written.
Oh, he's about to.
I'm super excited to be chatting with Randy again tonight.
Yeah, in a little while we'll be placing a call to Randy Hart, who was Roger's band leader throughout the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, and he was also the road manager, which is interesting, and his keyboard player.
Yeah, so hopefully we're going to get some good stories there. Now, in your book, you make a claim that Roger Miller was the very first alt-country artist, which I certainly won't dispute, but what's your thoughts on that?
Well, he just didn't fall in the in the traditional country mold. If you look at a picture of Johnny Cash or Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, they have a distinctive look to themselves. You know, Bill Anderson, obviously country just by his outfits and stuff. Whereas Roger Miller didn't play the part of a country singer. And his songs, you know, when you listen to it, there's a little bit of country. There's some influence in there, but it's really, it's not rock. It's not really traditional pop music. So I believe he's like the first alt-country singer.
Yeah, yeah, I can, I'd agree with that. Dwight Yoakam in the book compares him to people like Johnny Mercer or Cole Porter, just people that are beyond classification, really.
You know, it seems the big names, the celebrities, have so much respect and admiration for Roger's talent. And it's kind of funny because a lot of people out there just kind of don't really realize how genius this guy was or how talented he was by listening to songs like "You Can't Roller Skate" and "Buffalo Herd."
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the guy could, I mean, he'd repeat two phrases twice, rap in some music, and blow your head off. It was like, I just a quote from one song: "Two people lonely, looking like houses where nobody lives." You know, blam, just stop and paint that picture in your head. It's like nine words.
Yeah.
You know?
He absolutely painted pictures with words. I think it was Mark Durham that told me that Roger told him that he was good with words because he had nothing else to play with as a kid.
Yeah. He'd be huge in the haiku scene these days, I think, if he was still around.
Absolutely.
This is actually the 14th anniversary of his passing?
Yeah, it's amazing that it's been that long.
Yeah, and it's sad to think. I mean, he was really quite young when he went. I mean, when you think of old country dudes, you know, you think of people in their, you know, 70s, 80s or something. But mm-hmm. He was, what, 56 or something?
Yeah, 56.
Wow. Wow. Well, we should listen to something by the guy before we go on too much. We are going to be placing that call to Roger's old band leader in a little while. What should we start with? What do you figure? What should we do?
You know, I would absolutely love to hear that Little Children Run and Play track.
All right.
If it's possible to hook that one up.
Yeah, we can do that.
This is a song that's probably never even been played on the radio. And it's a song that I never knew existed until just about a year ago when a friend of mine from Australia sent me out this mini disc of this track. And it just absolutely blew me away. And I'm hoping we could take a listen to a few other rare tracks tonight.
All right, sounds cool. And do you know what year? Oh, there it is. You know what? That was totally rude intro. We're gonna tone that down and do it again, just so we get it on there proper. Do you know what year this is from?
You know, that's a good question. I did know, but right now I don't. I believe it was like 68. Wow. So he didn't write the song. It was written by Curly Putman, and I'm kicking myself, as I do many times as time goes by. I think, man, I didn't realize Curly, because I interviewed Curly Putman, but I didn't bring up this song, and I didn't realize the song existed, and it would have been nice to get to know some of those behind-the-scenes stories of that track.
There's a band named Jump Little Children from Texas.
Oh, really?
I know nothing about them, and I don't know if they're named after this song. But
It wouldn't be, because that's not the title of the song.
Oh, what was
it's,
it?
Little Children Run.
Little Children Run.
Close.
Never mind.
So
never mind,
heard
folks.
About the song.
Yeah. Here it comes.
All right.
Maybe. There you go.
This is like Christmas for me.
I don't think I'll go to church this Sunday. You go and take the kids and teach them right from wrong. I think I'll just stay home, have a cool one. Little children run, little children play. But little children listen to what the grown-ups say. I talk about the law, I talk against taxes, and I'll never speak or wave to my neighbor down the street. For he's not like me, he's a different color. Little children run, little children play, but little children listen to what the grown-ups
shout at each other and give dirty looks. Carelessly let kids read out about dirty books. We have a lot of parties and boast about fun. But little children run, little children play, little children listen to what the grown-ups say. Little children run, little children play, but little children grow up into grown-up folks someday.
She came to meet me as I stepped down on 451 and needed sleep. And the baby's overdue, I know, and you need some things. But the more that we discuss it, it's the same. Long train rolling, got a feeling that waiting for me. These rails keep getting longer, and this feeling's getting stronger. She won't let me be. I love my woman, fire and rain, but I won't give up my train.
Baby came in April. Well, I was in Chicago in the pouring rain. 12 flat cars and an empty tanker, 3 box cars and an empty sack of mail. And although I get lonely, sometimes I know there's just no other way to explain.
Long train rolling, got a feeling and I'm knowing she's not waiting for me. These rails keep getting longer, and this feeling's getting stronger, she won't let me be. I love my woman, fire and rain, but I won't give up my train. Keep getting longer, and this feeling's getting stronger, it won't let it be. But I love my woman, fire and rain, and I can't give up my train. No way, no way. Yeah. All right.
human, 'cause I think the change would do me good. Yeah, I ain't pretty, but I don't look bad in a suit, and I've even heard that from a distance I'm cute. I think it's time we reach an understanding, baby, is that understood? Why don't you treat me like a human, 'cause I think the change would do me good.
Live here. Do you love it? Would you ever leave it? Either way, we want to hear from you. Here's the deal. Tell us what matters to you and you could win an iPod Nano or Made in Manitoba music prizes. Just go to spiritedenergy.ca and fill out a simple survey. We listen, you listen. How easy is that?
Open to all Manitobans, one entry per person. Details at spiritedenergy.ca.
Manitoba, Spirited Energy.
Art City would like to invite everyone to join us at Light Bright, a video premiere and lantern festival on Monday, October 30th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m.
The event will take place in Spirit Park, located on Yonge Street between Broadway and Portage Avenue. The park will be transformed to an eerie and luminous space with an outdoor video projection and lanterns glowing in the trees.
The spooky costumes, sets, and props for the video were created by Art City participants with Winnipeg filmmaker Deco Dawson.
Everyone is welcome to join us for this scary celebration of community and art.
The event is free of charge, dress warmly, and in costume.
For more information, please call Art City at 775-9856.
See you at Light Fright in Spirit Park on October 30th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m.
Lucky in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly to my...
You've been here before, haven't you? You thought you could sit right in front of me and keep pushing my buttons until you won. I have a feeling there's something you don't know. VLTs and slot machines are completely random. No matter how often you push my buttons, your chance of winning is the same every single time. It doesn't matter how long you play. Persistence won't pay off.
For more info, visit the Manitoba Gaming Control Commission at mgcc.mb.ca.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust here on CKW 95.9 FM. And just before we give a call to Roger's old band leader, Randy Hart, what did we hear there, Lyle?
Why don't we take a listen to a performance that Randy actually performed on. How about Dang Me?
Oh, we should hear that. Yes, indeed. Well, before that, we should run down what we just heard. We heard Treat Me Like a Human. That was one of those weird unreleased things from the box set.
Yeah, and the other thing was I Won't Give Up My Train, a rare duet with Merle Haggard. And that was only released a few years ago on a Merle Haggard as a bonus track. I'm not sure why they didn't release that together, because it's just an amazing track.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, from the Big City re-release. And we started off with, what was that thing we started off
Little
with?
Children Run and Play. What an amazing track.
It was. It was nice to hear something from that vintage that I'd never heard before.
Any song that starts off with saying, I don't want to go to church this Sunday.
That's a good one. That's a hit.
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
That's a hit in our house for sure. Well, here's something from that live album, the Silver Eagle Presents Roger Miller Live. And we're going to listen to a fellow who's playing on this in mere moments in conversation on the Twang Trust. But here he is live, Roger Miller.
I just remembered Bill Mack was here. Well, here I said hi, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. A woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. Yeah, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Weep, 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 weep. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought, I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. Well, dang me, dang me. Yeah, I'll take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so's maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. I grabbed his pistol, I'm the son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me. Get out, take a rope, hang me high from my highest tree. Whoa, boy, day up and boop, dee, da, do, 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 do. Ripple, dee, do, 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 do.
There he is, folks.
Weep for me. Hey,
ah, you faked me out there, Roger. You faked me out.